Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Louis Mary Passeri. Sister Louis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching is entitled Doubt and Faith.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately, his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The Gospel of the Lord. A friend of mine had a stroke a few years ago, and she shared with me what it was like to know what she wanted to say, but was unable to pronounce the words. No matter how hard she concentrated and tried, she could not speak those words, and the effort only brought about frustration and tears. Zechariah must have felt that way while he waited for the angel's message to be fulfilled. The child was born as the angel foretold, but relief from his affliction did not happen with the birth of the child. Doesn't it seem reasonable that he would regain his speech when the child was born? Yet Zechariah remained speechless. It wasn't until the child's circumcision, when Zechariah was asked what the name of the child should be, and when he wrote, "John is his name," that his tongue was loosed. Zechariah, who was slow to believe God's message concerning the birth of the child, shows that he has grown in faith. In his speechless state, he declares his faith and obedience to God by naming the child John, and he is free of his affliction. Zechariah's response is a prayer of praise. Praise to God, which is included in the official morning prayer of the church to this day. His doubt did not carry over into his life, in spite of his inability to speak. He trusted in God's promise after his first doubt, and he carried out God's will regarding John's name. Does this event hold a lesson for us today? Aren't there times when we doubt God's word, his providence, and his declaration of love for us? Aren't there times when we are struck dumb, so to speak, and can't seem to pray or relate to God on a personal level? Like Zechariah, maybe we too are being called to be faithful to what we believe God is calling us to do and to be in spite of our doubt. We may have our moments of doubt, even though we are not struck dumb as Zechariah was. But even if in our state of doubt and dryness, we try to remain faithful to what we believe God is asking of us, when the time is right, in God's time, God will be with us to restore us, and we too will be singing God's praise. Maybe we need to think about this and let it be a source of encouragement in our silent days. Dear patient God, your love for me is steadfast. I want to be steadfast in my love for you on days when your love is obvious, as well as on days when your love is hidden from me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.